Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Tiffany.
She's the beauty, and that makes me
another beauty.
Thank you. I'm not
we
the
can
beast.
Have two beauties.
Beauty and the beauty.
Beauty and the beauty.
Oh, that's a cool.
I know.
Yeah,
it's a
maybe
cool
we should
story.
Actually make a story. We should write our own story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yesterday we just started looking at the story Beauty and the Beast, right?
Right. That's right. And it was actually one of our favorite fairy tales as kids. Mm-hmm. We all know the Disney classic, but we didn't really get a chance to read the original story, so yesterday we were learning some of different things. I didn't even know that Belle had sisters, or Beauty had sisters.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought they were like stepsisters, because usually, you know, the princesses, they usually have evil stepsisters, but I think it looks like they're real sisters. Interesting.
All right, so do you want to learn more?
Yeah.
I know I do. All right, so we'll see you guys later.
Reading.
Beauty and the Beast. The merchant dashed home and told his children about the beast. His oldest daughters turned a deaf ear to him, and his sons wanted to go back for revenge. Beauty agreed to return with him, though. The merchant didn't want Beauty to sacrifice her life for him, but she insisted. After they arrived at the castle, the merchant bid Beauty a tearful goodbye. Inside, Beauty discovered a special wing of the castle just for her. It was filled with books, musical instruments, and other fine luxuries, which pleased her. However, the only thing she really longed for was to know that her father was safe. As if by magic, an image of her father appeared in a mirror. He was at home, safe yet somber. Beauty explored the castle and found a delicious meal prepared for her in the dining room. At exactly 9 p.m., the beast came forth from the shadows and sat before her. He asked, "Tell me, do you think I'm ugly?" Beauty replied, "It is true, but I will admit that you are very gracious." Yet she couldn't bring herself to say yes when the beast proposed.
And our story continues. The article says the merchant dashed home and told his children about the beast. Because remember, in day one, his father, or Beauty's father, saw a rose in the garden, and he wanted to take it home for Beauty, but the beast was very angry. He said, "No, you need to come back with a daughter for me." So that's why he ran home and he hurried up and told his kids about this beast he saw.
Because he doesn't have a friend. He's all alone in the castle.
Yeah, this beast is so mean.
Okay, 所以呢, 这个商人呢, 还记得昨天吗? 哇哦, 这个野兽看起来很凶猛哦, 所以要赶紧怎么样冲回来, 告诉这个孩子们说, 这个野兽的事情哦。 Now we saw this word dash.
That's right. Dash is a verb and it's spelled D-A-S-H and it means to run very quickly. Do you remember the movie called The Incredibles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there are a superhero family.
Yeah.
The son is called Dash. Now, his superpower was the power to run very, very quickly. He was so fast that he could even run on water. So that's why his name was Dash. It means to run very quickly. For example, we could also use it in a sentence like this. The thief dashed into the store and stole all of the money.
Oh,
very bad.
Very bad. Okay, dash. Okay, 其实就是我飞奔或是猛冲到哪里。像是要Tiffany老师有讲到这个 The Incredibles， 你们之前有看过吗？就是超人特工队，然后他们里面不是有全家一家人都有特异功能 superheroes 超级英雄，然后八小飞 That's the Chinese translation for dash. Okay, dash 就是八小飞，就是跑很快。还有啊，我们唱那个 Jingle Bells 的歌 Dashing through the snow， 就是在雪上骑。 就是飞、oh, 飞奔过这样的意思。
That's right.、
Mm. Okay, so maybe I could also put this in a sentence like this. I'm sorry, but I must dash. I'm late.、
Mm, I see this a lot, actually, because、mm-hmm. I'm always on
in a crush
for
you're always
time.
Late.
I'm always in a crush.
I was waiting for you today.
I'm so sorry. By 2 minutes?
Yeah, that's
right. All right, so next in the article, it says his oldest daughters turned a deaf ear to him, and his sons wanted to go back for revenge.、Ooh. So, of course,I would feel kind of angry if、mm-hmm. someone threatened my family, but his daughters turned a deaf ear too, so that means they didn't really...、they didn't really care. But let's learn a little bit more about what this phrase means in our shortcut for you.
What did you say?
Shortcut for you.
I have the craziest day. So, can I tell you about it?
Hey! Oh, sorry. What's up? I was just checking out this funny new cat video. I almost didn't see you there.
Alright, well, anyways, my car broke down today. I had to walk to the repair shop because my phone had died and I couldn't call for help, and then it started raining.
Yeah, that sounds good.
What? No, it was not good. And you, did you even listen? Were you even listening to me?
Of course.I would never turn a deaf ear to you.
You're going deaf?
That actually explains so much. I'm not losing my hearing. To turn a deaf ear to somebody or something means to ignore somebody or something.
So to turn a deaf ear to somebody or something means 对什么什么充耳不闻。
Hey, what'd you say?
Hey, don't turn a deaf ear to me again.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so we learned this phrase, turn a deaf ear to something, 就是对某事充耳不闻，因为 deaf 其实就是耳聋的意思，所以你啊，什么？你说什么？这样子感觉。And we saw this word revenge, right? The son wanted to revenge.
Right, the sons wanted to revenge for their father. So revenge is spelled R-E-V-N-G-E. It's a noun and it means an act to get even. For example, if you have a brother or sister, maybe they will eat all of your food. Well, you can get revenge. by eating their food too. So it's to get even, you know? We also have a saying. It's a pretty famous saying. It says, revenge is a dish best served cold. Okay, so that means that revenge is best done immediately or done very coldly with no emotions. Okay, not really a good thing to go by, but yeah.
It's a saying.
It's a saying. Mm-hmm. For example, we can also say, my friends played a trick on me.So I got revenge and played a trick on them too. I got even with them.
That's like April Fool's Day. We do that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Revenge. Okay. 我们来看一下这个字在本科当作名词来用，就有报复的意思。Okay. 像是那个有一个很好看的影集，也是叫 Revenge. 复仇。I really like that actress Emily. 对不对 ？Okay. 大家可以去，如果有空的话，或许可以去 Google 看一下。Okay. 所以他的大女儿们，很糟糕哎。他好像他爸爸发生了这样问题，怎么样？充耳不闻。但是他的儿子呢？刚刚我们有提到，他打算回去要怎么样 ？Revenge 就是报仇哦。
All right. Next in the article, it says Beauty agreed to return with him. Though the merchant didn't want Beauty to sacrifice her life for him, but she insisted. So Beauty actually, she is not only beautiful on the outside, but she's really beautiful on the inside as well, because she says she's willing to sacrifice her life for her father. When you sacrifice something, it means you give something up, valuable in return to help or save something else that you think is more important or more valuable.
Okay, 所以呢，真的人美心也美的这个美女 Beauty, 她竟然同意，就说，哎，爸爸，我跟你一起回去哦。但是当然啊，商人觉得这么棒的女儿，当然不想要她怎么样为她牺牲哦。OK， 但是呢，她却坚持，我一定要这么做。我们来看一下 sacrifice 这个动词，当然就是有牺牲这样子的意思哦。
After they arrived at the castle, the merchant bid Beauty a tearful goodbye. You know what? They should have sacrificed the older daughter.
I know. Why not the oldest
one?
Yeah,
but Beauty, she's such a good person.
The nicest, the prettiest.
Yes. Mm. So she sacrificed her own life, and she had to bid a farewell or bid goodbye to her father. When you bid someone farewell or bid goodbye, it means just to say goodbye. So we can say, I bid you farewell.
Oh, so formal.
Okay.
Super formal. It's just like saying goodbye, okay? Mm-hmm. 所以呢他们抵达城堡的时候呢其实商人可能会很担心就是这可能搞不好他们之后不会再见面了。所以他怎么样含泪对着 Beauty 说了再见。Okay? 这里我们看到 tearful, 就是很多的眼泪就是充满着眼泪这样的意思。不过我们看到Bid goodbye or bid farewell 就是指说再见这样的意思、哦、Farewell 的拼法是 F-A-R-E-W-E-L-L 同样也是拜拜这样子的意思 Okay, so maybe you could say something、like they、bade me farewell、mm. Like bade is the past tense of bid Okay,、right. B-A-D-E You could also say bid somebody good day 就是跟人家讲说、mm. 哎早安你好这样有一个好的一天这样的意思、
mm. It doesn't have to always be soNegative.
Right.
It can be something good. I bid you a good day.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So next in the article, it says, inside the castle,、mm-hmm. Beauty discovered a special wing of the castle just for her. So、
wow.
something good came out of this for her as well. She found、
nice.
Out the castle is, it has everything that she probably ever wanted.
Nice. Okay,、mm-hmm. 所以其实她在里面的时候当然我们一开始可能是很多恐惧对不对可是她发现诶城堡有一侧那个 wing 是专属她的哦 And、Ooh. What's inside?
Well, it was filled with books, musical instruments,、Whoa. And other fine luxuries which pleased、
wow.
her. Because remember, Beauty, she was not very just beautiful on、mm-hmm. the outside. She had a lot of good things on the inside、mm-hmm. as well. She loved to read.、
Mm-hmm.
She liked music. And、she also liked other things as well. So this area、mm-hmm. basically had really nice luxuries. Now, luxuries、
wow.
are things that will give you great comfort. And sometimes there are quite expensive things, things that you cannot、yeah. afford, right?、
Mm-hmm.Mm-hmm. OK, 所以呢在里面呢这个 Beauty 就发现诶竟然是充满各式的书籍因为大家如果有看过卡通就知道 Beauty or Belle loves to read 她其实是很聪明的人哦、
嗯、
然后里面还有什么呢还有乐器啦还有其他上等的 luxury 就是奢侈品当然呢这些东西都是她非常喜欢的非常满意的哦 And we saw this word musical
Right, musical is spelled M-U-S I-C-L.、It's an adjective and it means it has something to do with music. So in the article, we saw musical instruments.、
Mm-hmm.
Basically, these are instruments or tools that can make music. For example,、a flute, violin, or a piano are all musical instruments. Do you play any musical instruments?
Yeah, I can play a piano.
Oh, cool.
What about you?
I learned how to play piano as well、
mm-hmm.
when I was young, but I kind of、uh-huh. forgot.
Okay.
We can also use a musical in a sentence like this.、
Uh-huh.
We all know Asuka,、
yes.
right? So Asuka and I are good friends because we have the same musical taste. So,
so cool.
It means that we all listen to the same kind of music.
You guys have the best musical taste ever.
Okay.
Asuka 是我们 For You English 的主编超帅的。Okay, 我们来看一下 musical 这个形容词其实就是有关音乐的什么什么东西。那其实在课我们就提到的是Musical instrument 当然就是指乐器的意思像是呢可能笛子啦 OK flute OK violin 就是小提琴或者是刚刚我说我会弹的钢琴 piano 都是 musical instruments 或者有时候如果你是、很擅长音乐的你可能就要做一个表演就是 musical performance、
嗯、
那如果有的人他的声音很好听 OK 我们可以说 She has a musical voice、
She has a musical voice
OK I don't 我只是在示范就是唱歌。
Alright, so next in the story it says, however, the、mm-hmm. only thing she really longed for was to know that her father was safe. So she sacrificed her life, but she only just longed for or wished for that her father was safe and that nothing bad happened to him.
She's too good to be true.
I know.
她人会不会太好？然而呢，她唯一怎么样渴望的知道的只有确认，哎，她爸爸是不是真的平安无事？因为她是跟她爸爸有点像是交换，她牺牲她自己。这里的 long for something 其实就是渴望什么什么。那我们可以用 long for something or long to do something 这两个是可以互换的。比方像是呢，哎，如果我们要讲说 I'm longing for the time when I will see you again， OK， 就是 long for the time。但如果要改成动词，我可以用 I'm longing to see you again， OK。
I'm longing to see you again，
好想看到你哦。然后再来，我们要看一下哦，the only thing， 然后接个子句，然后大家有没有发现后面我们的动词是要单数，因为是唯一一件事情怎么样怎么样，所以动词要是单数的哦。
The story continues, as if by magic, an image of her father appeared in a mirror. He was at home, safe, yet somber. So there was a magic mirror and she saw her father at home, but he was really safe, but he was very somber, meaning that he was feeling very, very sad.
OK， 所以感觉这个 castle 真的有很多的 magic， 因为如同这个魔术一般的，或是魔法，他的爸爸的印象咚突然出现在一面镜子里面，然后呢，他看到爸爸，哎，在家里其实看起来很平安，可是怎么样，他却有点郁郁寡欢。OK， as if by magic， 其实就是通常是像是魔术般的怎么样子，然后是令人难以置信的怎么样怎么样。而 somber 这个形容词呢，有点难，对不对？其实它就是 very sad， 就是很忧郁的，非常闷闷不乐的意思。
You can use this word to sound more fancy, I think.
Yeah.
Alright, so next in the article we say, Beauty explored the castle and found a delicious meal prepared for her in the dining room. Again, what's with these meals? So lucky.
Okay, 所以都没有人煮饭，然后突然就有好吃的东西，我也要去这个 castle. Beauty 呢，她就开始怎么样探险一番，就是因为城堡可能很大，她就发现哇哦，美味的餐点已经为她准备好在这个 dining room， 就是饭厅里面了。
So she was exploring the castle. Now it's also our vocabulary word. It's spelled explore. It's a verb and it means to travel and look through a place you've never been. So she's never been to this castle before. So she's looking around to see what's inside. Now, you can also change explore to a noun. And you can become an explorer. Okay, just add an R to the end. And it means it's a person who travels and looks through different places. For example,throughout history, we know that Christopher Columbus was an explorer. Lewis and Clark, who kind of discovered the western part of the United States, they were all explorers. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. Christopher Columbus accidentally found new land and explored it.
Okay, explore 是什么呢？其实就是探索或是探险这样的意思。For example, they were sent to explore the unknown regions.Of Africa.
Ooh,
我也蛮想要去非洲的。
I know, I want to go on a safari and explore.
没错，所以如果你想要探索，或者你很喜欢 adventure, 你就可以成为一个 explorer, okay, 探险家或是探索的人。
Let's continue with our story. It says, at exactly 9 p.m., the beast came forth from the shadows and sat before her.
Okay, this, I don't know if this is probably the first time that Beauty
saw.
可能是第一次哦。他说在差不多晚上九点整的时候 exactly, okay, 这个野兽从这个阴影处里面砰走出来在他面前坐下咯。
Oh, kind of creepy.
对呀。
Okay, we learned here shadow is our vocabulary word and it means it's a dark shape or area and it's caused when your body or an object comes in between the light. So, just right there. But on a sunny day, if you look back or in front of you, you will see your own shadow.
Yeah.
For example, we can say the children rested under the tree's shadow to cool off from the sun.
Okay, shadow 其实就是阴影的意思。Now you can see your own shadow on a sunny day, so maybe you can take a picture. Sometimes I like to take pictures of shadow.
Oh yeah, that's kind of fun. Okay, next the story says, he asked, tell me,Do you think I'm ugly? Beauty replied, it is true, but I will admit that you are very gracious. And gracious here means very kind.
OK， 所以这时候，我觉得野兽还蛮直接的，He's pretty direct。他说：“告诉我，你觉得我很丑吗 ？Ugly。”然后 Beauty 就回答道：“可他其实 Beauty 也蛮老实，说这是事实没有错，但是我承认你的确很怎么样。”Gracious 其实就是指很亲切的啊，很仁慈这样子的意思 ，very kind。
Admit is a verb and it means to say or confess that something is true. For example, we can say the boy finally admitted to his mother about breaking the window.
Okay, admit 这个动词就是承认的意思。比方像是我可以说 he finally admitted his mistake. That means he stopped denying that he had made a mistake. I hate it when people, you know, won't admit their mistakes.
It's okay to admit your mistakes and you can learn from it. Just say sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the story continues to say yet she couldn't bring herself to say yes when the beast
Wow. First meeting, okay.
I know.
然而他却无法点头答应这个野兽的求婚，就是 proposal. 那 can't bring oneself to do something 就是无法怎么样怎么样。比方像是 he knew that he should apologize, but he couldn't bring himself to do it. 如果你做错事还是要道歉 ，okay?
That's right. All right. So we learned a little bit more about the story, but let's go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Our For You Chat question for the day is, would you sacrifice your life for someone else?
Ooh.
Explain your answer.
I don't really know. That's a really tough one.
I know.
It really depends on the situation. Who am I with? Who's that someone else? If it's my family, maybe.
But it's quite difficult. Maybe you guys should think about
it
first. And we will discuss.
Because we're out of time.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Beauty and the Beast. The merchant dashed home and told his children about the beast. His oldest daughters turned a deaf ear to him, and his sons wanted to go back for revenge. Beauty agreed to return with him, though.The merchant didn't want Beauty to sacrifice her life for him, but she insisted. After they arrived at the castle, the merchant bid Beauty a tearful goodbye. Inside, Beauty discovered a special wing of the castle just for her. It was filled with books, musical instruments, and other fine luxuries, which pleased her. However, the only thing she really longed forwas to know that her father was safe. As if by magic, an image of her father appeared in a mirror. He was at home, safe yet somber. Beauty explored the castle and found a delicious meal prepared for her in the dining room. At exactly 9 p.m., the beast came forth from the shadows and sat before her. He asked, "Tell me, do you think I'm ugly?" Beauty replied, "It is true, but I will admit that you are very gracious." Yet she couldn't bring herself to say yes when the beast proposed.
Vocabulary Review. Dash. Harry dashed home.Trying to escape the pouring rain. Revenge. After being rejected by the beautiful princess, the evil young man wanted revenge. Musical. Today, Beethoven is remembered for his musical talents.Explore. Let's explore this cave before we head home. Shadow. As the sun began to set, the trees cast long shadows on the ground. Admit. Nobody likes to admit when they're wrong, but it's important that we do so.